This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. As of this week, Priceline is the first S&P 500 company to trade above $1,000 a share. So far, there's no sign the online travel site will split its stock to make it more affordable. Shannon Mullen reports on why many other companies with pricey shares aren't into that idea either.
Think back to before the recession. In 2007, there were 41 stock splits on the S&P. So far this year, there have been 10.
So clearly, it has become less popular.
Thomas Chimanur teaches finance at Boston College.
From the fundamentals point of view, operating performance, earnings and so on, there is really no effect of stock splits.
That's because the total value of the stock stays the same. Split shares are more affordable for the average Joe, but what if fewer Joes are buying? Richard Peterson is a director with S&P Capital IQ.
More and more retail investors are gravitating towards mutual funds or exchange-traded funds as their vehicle choice for exposure to equities rather than buying individual shares.
Plus, a record number of shares on the S&P are trading above $100, including MasterCard, which has never split its stock, and Apple, whose last split was before the recession. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.